following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with my colleagues from the Money Makeover team with Neal Financial Group. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is here in the studio along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana, of course, running the studio for us. And we're keeping an eye on the markets this morning. We're also keeping an eye on some consumer reaction to some events that have gone on. If you're hearing some thumping around, it's because we have leftover tangles in our
from the weekend
headphones.
Shows, man. Somebody's thump, like thump, the thud. Hurricane tornado came through and scrambled the wires.
So we don't want you to be scrambled on any of your investments. So we're also going to talk a little bit about some philosophy about saving money and spending money. We got five things that rich people do with their money that maybe you ought to be thinking about. That it's not the old adage, well, you got to have money to make money. That does help. But there are just some things about what people do and their philosophy about what they do and how they spend their money and how they save their money, what they spend it on, that does matter. So we'll take a look at that. So you can figure those things out. And also some little goof-ups that you don't need to do with things like paying off some bills. So that and more. Plus, we, of course, take your phone calls, questions, comments. It's a program all about you and your money. And so here is our 800 number if you want to call in and join us with your questions or comments anytime this morning. It is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Also, in a couple minutes, I'm going to give you our office number because I know you're busy. You might want to call in and ask about something later on. A lot of you have called and said, hey, can you give me a quick rundown on what's going on in my 401k plan? Here's what I'm in. I've been rocking around. I don't like that. What do I need to think about doing? We'll talk with you about that back at the office. If you want to come in for the free review, that's the other biggie, too. And, Doug Neal, why should people come by for the free review?
Well, to get strategies, get your answers right. I had a phone call from my sister. I take that back. I had a text message or email. And she's thinking she's going to retire this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had questions. She had talked. She was under works University of Texas up in Arlington or something like that. And so she had questions about the guy she was talking with and whatever. And it was just simple questions that she had half information. And she didn't quite know what to talk. She said, well, if I take the I've got 60 days to put the money someplace. Said, well, you don't have to do that. You can just transfer it direct. We said, can I put it into a Roth? Yeah, you can, but you have to pay tax on all of it. Oh, I am? I would think my sister would know better, but I guess
nothing just rubs off on our relatives and friends.
But it's just simple questions like that she needed to come in for the free review, but we did it over the phone, sister, so that's fine. But you can come on in and get the right answers, because she had half right answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, that story, because I had almost the exact same thing. It wasn't family, though. It's somebody came in and talked to me, and I talked and gave them all the information that they needed, and then they got back to me and said, well, I talked to my buddy about this. What does your buddy do?
Oh, he's a plumber.
A plumber, yeah.
Well, where you get your information from really does matter. So I advise over the phone here for you to come in and see us. Okay, make that time. Do that scheduling, even 30 to 45 minutes. You can make that break in your schedule. Come in, bring whatever's on your mind. If you want us to go over your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, whatever you're doing, old annuities, life insurance contracts, your health insurance plan. Hey, do you understand it? Maybe you're in the wrong thing. Maybe you ought to try a different this or a different that. You know, whatever your options are, we look at this stuff all the time. We know what to do with it. And so here's our number, give us a call. Sharon's there right now. Schedule that time. Make today the day that you do this, that you take action. Here is our number, 979-836-2903. That's calling to Sharon right now in our office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And come on in and do that free review. In the meantime, we're going to look at everything, get you updated on the markets and everything else right now on this program, The Money Makeover Show. So Doug, Tony, Jamie, and Craig getting ready to come back and fill you in on all the latest financial news this morning. So don't go away. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
Summer is here and we have what you need for your outdoor spaces at WCT Outdoors in Brenham. 0% financing is offered on most Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, and Husqvarna products. Stop by WCT Outdoors in Brenham to see our huge in-stock selection of everything you need to keep the outdoors tamed. Lawnmowers, weed eaters, walk behinds, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for your lawn and outdoor spaces. Plus, check out our selection of used lawnmowers and utility vehicles. WCT Outdoors is your outdoors everything place to shop. Stop by WCT Outdoors in Brenham or go online to WCTOut.com.
People and products to you. Trust.
When it comes to your prescription medicines, there are two important things you want from your pharmacist. You want your prescriptions filled accurately, and you want them filled promptly. Since 1953, families in Brenham and Washington County have relied on the skill and advice of a local pharmacist at 303 North Park Street. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, trust has always been an important part of their business. The next time you need to fill a prescription, do what others have been doing for decades. Ask for Kenjura Pharmacy in downtown Brenham.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. We believe in giving people a hand up, not a handout. That's why we've developed entrepreneurial operations such as Higgins Branch, Resale Shop, the Furniture Warehouse, and the Cannery Restaurant. These businesses provide jobs which otherwise may not exist for some in the population. Every dollar goes to provide education, job training, and spiritual guidance to those in need. Visit faithmission.us to learn how you can partner with Faith Mission. Thank you and God bless.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, part service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linke. LinkyWelding.com.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber. Are you updating your current home or starting a new construction project this spring? If so, stop by your local Woodson store where you can find everything you need to get the job done right the first time. Starting with quality products from USG, the creators of the Sheetrock brand. So to help your project stand the test of time, build it strong from the inside out. Whether you're working on the job site or on your home, the experts at your local Woodson store will help you select the right USG Sheetrock products for your job. Because for over 100 years, your dream starts here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell in Lexington.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Glad you're joining us. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, member of the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Doug Neil, certified financial planner in the studio with me this morning, along with my colleague Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and Craig's running the studio for us. Meanwhile, we are keeping an eye on the markets this morning, and you know, after the tragic stuff that happened in Orlando with the shooter there in Orlando at a nightclub gunning down people and many people still hospitalized, you would expect that the markets would be reacting to that this morning. And there has been some reaction. Things were just generally down when we first started the markets.
There's 2 points for that. Number one, if Smith & Wesson and Ruger are both up 6 or 7% in price, gun manufacturers.
Right.
And the other thing is Britain is talking about there's an election or referendum, I guess, voting whether or not to stay in the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot
it's called
of talk.
The Brexit.
Yeah.
The Brexit. And I think most of us here, frankly, don't know, and a lot of us don't care.
Yeah, and how does it affect us?
Whether they're staying in the EU or not. The thing is, the EU is the largest, bigger than us and bigger than China. That is the biggest economy in the world. Did you know that? Yeah. So when you have a major player in the EU saying, well, we may decide to bow out, that's going to make some interesting changes. I don't even know what all the ramifications might be from that. So people are a little jittery about what the Brits are going to decide to do, the British people.
That's where you go to the large money managers, the international guys that know. Because so Britain gets out, strong economy, Germany's got a strong economy. The strong ones would probably get out of it, so you got the weak ones left, and then everything would crater on that one. But how do you invest in that one? I don't know. That's why you hire international money manager firms to do that.
Uh-huh. So again, the idea is, okay, what different impacts does this have on manufacturing globally and in Europe and all the other things that go into that equation, and it's got to be massive. You got to have built-in computer programs to even come close to figuring that out. So again, that's going to be whatever it's going to be. We will all still survive it. Yeah.
But then also, that's another point here. Mm-hmm. You can't, just because they show it on the news doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. Because before the markets opened today, there was lots of articles coming out that the futures are going to start really, they're going to crash, they're going to drop, it's going to be doom and gloom, and markets down 17 points, S&P's down 2. So it's like a non-event day.
Well, it's like the markets when they first opened and reacted to all the publicity. But when things settled in, people said, And so basically the market's flat now.
Well, and that brings us to a key point that we always talk about here. And that is overreacting on short-term news or things that shake out over 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, you know. We all should be looking at things with when do I need to use this particular pot of money I've got in my 401k or my whatever investment account? Have I got that earmarked for something? How much risk, therefore, should I take with that? Now, when you act like everything you have is all in one spot, then you got more risk. So again, it's knowing what to do, how to do it, and what questions to ask. And you had some interesting conversations about that recently, and you too, Jamie, from folks that either were personal acquaintances or family members, but also from clients who really didn't understand how things worked. And one of the key things, I think, that, Jamie, you talked about before we got into the show this morning was even what to do about things when you have a spouse who passes away. Should you take checks from the life insurance company that they're gradually going to give you? Should you cash it out, take one big one? I mean, there are different ways to go about things, and I don't think the average person knows this.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation, as you had said, Tony, about some options that are available to you when it comes to money. And, of course, in an unfortunate circumstance where you lose a spouse, but if y'all have done proper planning and you did have life insurance in place to provide some liquidity and the ability to go on financially, It used to be that all the insurance companies would send you, most people chose a lump sum settlement, and they got a one check. And so if the life insurance policy was for $250,000, you got a $250,000 check. Well, the problems that we ran into, and Doug, you and I have talked about this many times, is the surviving spouse many times will make mistakes during a six-month period just because they react emotionally to what's happened, and they spend money that they shouldn't be spending when they get all that money at once. Well, what's going on now currently is most of the insurance companies, rather than send a lump sum check, they open a checking account, and the money stays with the insurance company, and they send you a checkbook, and as you need things, you can write a check out. Now, if you want the whole amount, you can write the check out for the whole amount, and you get it all at once. So you have the ability to do that still. It's just that they send you the checkbook.
And there's no charge.
There's no charge
for it. There's no fees. There's no bank fees.
So how much is the average? I'm not saying everybody is the same on every company. It's the same. But if you're leaving your money on deposit in there with the insurer, what are you seeing out there as far as interest you're making on your account?
Well, the interest rates almost always are much higher than what you can get if you deposit all of the money into a passbook's, a checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Checking accounts generally don't pay much interest. Well, this continues to earn interest, and it could be anywhere from 2 to 4%. And so, you know, it's not a bad deal. Unfortunately, when the insurance company started doing this, the large media outlets were slamming the insurance company, saying that the insurance companies were keeping the beneficiaries' money to the detriment of the beneficiary because they weren't able to have the money. Well, that's not true. If they want the money, they can write out a check for the whole amount.
Yeah, we've seen it over time. It's sorry to say, but that we've been in the business long enough that we've delivered a lot of death claims.
Right.
And that's really a very usable and thoughtful thing, is to have that checking account there, because if they need something, they just write a check.
Otherwise, you're earning some decent money on the funds that are there on deposit. Now, is that the right thing for everyone? No. Everyone's situation is different, but at least know what your options are. And that's what we do when we help people, as we sit down and say, okay, did you know you could do this?
See, that check planning afterwards, because the things that come in is usually only lose a spouse once.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been through that many times with our clients. And so it's like you may think you're of sound mind, but you might be making decisions that aren't in the best interest in your long term. One of the ones that come up a lot, because you got this life insurance death settlement now, and you got the checkbook. The life insurance proceeds are income tax free, so there's no taxes on them. So now the question comes in: usually comes from brother, sister, uncle, cousin, pay off the house, pay off the car, pay off all the stuff. Well, maybe you don't want to pay off the house because maybe you don't want to live there a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you got too many memories there. You don't want to be there. But in the meantime, you got all your money in the walls again. So that's why I like that insurance company situation where they have that checkbook, pay you really good interest, and you can sit on your money and not be in a hurry.
And make some decisions as things unfold along the line.
Yeah, we always try to tell everybody, try not to do anything drastic for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
But you know, don't call and say you're upset with the insurance company because they didn't send you the check. Well, when they send you the checkbook, if you want the money, write the check for the whole amount.
Yeah.
And you'll get it.
But see, most people, I bet you're listening out there right now and you didn't even know this, did you? Mm-hmm. So, again, that's why you need to take a breath, get things together, bring those life insurance contract policies, your annuity policies, all these things, whatever's going on with your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, your brokerage account, whatever it is, that is the true value in many cases of the free review for people. It can be just really basic stuff, but chances are you don't know all the ins and outs.
Right.
So that's very valuable to come in for the free review. Again, our number for that, give Sharon a call, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
I want to touch on one or more of this life insurance checking account for the death benefit proceeds. You can't, if you've got three or four policies, you can't combine them into one.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
so in other words, a lot of times there's a lot of fraternals out there that, you got a $5,000 policy.
What's a fraternal, excuse me? As opposed to a regular insurance company?
A fraternal is is an insurance company. They're taxed in a different way than a stock company. Fraternal is a
nonprofit.
Is basically a nonprofit, and so all of the insurance policies, the owners of the policies are participants in that particular society, whatever it happens to be. There are Lutheran fraternal organizations. There's Catholic fraternal organizations.
Czechoslovakian, Woodman, and all these others.
Not saying that they're bad or anything. We're just saying that they run differently. Yeah, they're differently.
They are different. How they're taxed is different. Mm-hmm. And then there are stock insurance companies, and there are mutual insurance companies.
And the stock companies are like the biggies out there, the Hartfords and the New Yorks and, you know.
Yeah, there are some big mutual companies, too. New York Life is a big mutual company. Northwest mm-hmm. Mutual is a big.
Yeah.
I think State Farm is a mutual company.
Right. So lots of them out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, different kinds.
They're just organized differently.
Yeah, but that means, what does that mean, though, for the consumer or the policyholder?
Well, not much.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, because yeah. What you get doesn't make a whole lot of difference, although it depends on which insurance agent you're talking to at the time. You know, if the stock company says, oh, we're big, we can do that. The fraternal says, okay, we're not as big, but we pay dividends, and, you know, you're part of the owner, and mutual companies the same way. So
yeah, each of them has their own particular advantages.
Sometimes it's just nice to come in for the review to know what you have, how's it work, and we will tell you, we're not out to say, well, this is just bad. No, we're saying this is how this works, and maybe you got, and it's not unusual for us to see people who come in and they've got a mutual company insurance policy, and then they got a big stock company insurance policy, and they've got a
fraternal
organizations, you know. So, especially if you've lived any time at all and you've acquired these mm-hmm. things over time from different various agents and reps and all that. So, not saying one thing's better than another, but at least find out how they work.
Boy, we went off on a tangent. I was just talking about combining the cash.
I know. But, you know, we get these questions and people don't understand it until they come in. So, that's another great reason to come in for the free review. When we go into the break here, we're going to look at a few things on the market and come back and update you. Wow, things have even improved a little bit more. What, 20 minutes?
Yeah, we're getting close to going into green here.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about things that happen to people when they make decisions without having a lot of info, and things that you might want to think about doing that rich people do, and you don't have to be rich. But you know that old saying, rich get richer? How do they do that?
Yeah, they do smart things. That's
so why. Yeah. So we're going to smarten you up with some of the things that you can do, too, that the rich people do, if you're not one of them. So we'll look at that. Just some common sense kinds of things, but a couple of surprises might be there. Also, the effects of taking your Social Security early, why you might want to. What does it really do? We'll go back over that again because we want to make sure that you understand those choices because so many of you are now getting to that point or you know someone who is.
Yeah, I've got an example of my sister who called this weekend.
That was again?
It was a lot of questions. She's only retiring once.
And, yeah, that's right.
And we retire people every week.
Yeah, exactly. So if you got questions in the meantime, though, great time to call us. Questions could be 401k, IRA, college savings plans. Yeah, some of you looking at some of those right now. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Give us a call now. We'll talk to you in private on the good old-fashioned telephone while the commercials are playing. 800-332-7879. Tony, Jamie, and Doug right here for you with the Money Makeover Show.
Doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, they use leather made from steer hides. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable and comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work. Brenham Saddle Shop, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Family owned and operated for 56 years, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5:30. Layaway is available.
At Sealy Dental Center, we understand the frustration that can come with a missing tooth. Just one missing tooth can cause issues with speaking, interfere with eating, and reduce self-confidence. At our practice, we focus on restoring missing teeth with dental implants. Dental implants can look and feel like your natural teeth and last a lifetime. Tired of bothersome dentures? Ask us about implant-supported dentures, which, unlike traditional dentures, don't require adhesives and can allow you to eat your favorite foods again, such as steak, corn on the cob, or even an apple. We also offer multiple levels of sedation to help with all levels of dental anxiety. No insurance, no problem. Ask us about the community dental plan. Take the first step to a happy, healthy smile and call Sealy Dental Center today for a free dental implant consultation. To learn more, call Sealy 979-885-4856 or Katie 281-712-6980 or visit SealyDentalCenter.com. Locations in Sealy and now Katie. Sealy Dental Center, creating beautiful smiles.
You've made up your mind it's time to remodel. You need new cabinets in the kitchen. You just have to add on a bedroom and bath. And it's finally time to build that garage you've always wanted. Now all you have to do is find a reliable contractor. Look no further. Just call Willie Hall Construction. Willie Hall Construction, in business for 50 years, has all the experts to get the job done right. Whether you need an addition to your present home, extra cabinets, new closets, or a whole new house, call Willie Hall Construction, 836-6200.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community for 65 years. Let them show you a variety of Rheem water heaters, Heat Star heaters, and a variety of burners to fit any of your heating and cooking needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care, and they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham, or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Rick J. Bison Associates, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's Chemdry, J5 Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Fireplaces, etc., and T3 Truck and Trailer. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we got an office for Central Texas. It's in Brenham. On Main Street, just across from the courthouse in the atrium building there. We're next to our friends over there at the hospice store. Mm-hmm. And then also we have an office about a mile and a half from the Galleria on St. James Place at San Felipe, just far enough away from the worst of the traffic in Houston. So we have many of you who come to that office and go alternating back and forth, or if you're in town doing something, or you live there and you're only out here a couple of days a week or something, great. It's convenient that way. It works out well, and we're glad to have you come by and visit with us. So plenty of opportunity to do that. Again, here's our number if you want to make a time to come by, if you haven't come in to see us. Or, by the way, if you're one of our wonderful clients and you haven't been in for a while, let's review what you're doing. Always have an invitation. The welcome mat's always out. Our number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. And come on in there, and we'll go over things. Glad to answer any questions with any of you listening right now.
Hey, do you want to do the Social Security questions, or you want to do the rich people?
Let's
questions?
Do the rich people thing okay. First, because we want everybody to be
that's
on
right.
More on the rich people side, right? So if you're still on your way to that goal, what things do rich people do with their money that you should be doing?
This is a survey of nearly 700 what they call high net worth investors. It was released first of the month, this month. It was May 31st, and what they consider investable assets, a high net worth person of at least $3 million. And, yeah, that's pretty high net worth. If you've got $3 million and you can invest or in savings, cash, that's more than a lot of people, most people.
Mm-hmm.
So five things that most
that's
rich...
That's that 1%.
Yeah. that most rich people do with their money that financial advisors say you should consider doing also. Number one is delay gratification. More than 8 in 10 high net worth investors say that investing in long-term goals is more important than funding current wants and needs. Key phrase, current wants. I want that new boat. I want that new car. Well, why don't you save to spend for it? Save for it. A little bit longer term. So that's one thing, not trying to spend the money right away. Second one is use credit strategically. Roughly two out of three high net worth investors say they consider credit a decent way to build wealth. Four out of five say they know when and how to use it to their financial advisor or advantage. Example, my wife and I are going on a trip this summer. I use points to pay for the airfare and for the rental car.
So if you have a credit card, for instance, that gives you mileage, air miles, or points.
Or I had talked to somebody else and they got cash back. I'd rather get the points because then I'll use them for mm-hmm. something. Cash back, I just end up buying something else with it. I didn't follow number one, delay gratification.
Oops. All right.
Well, so, but there are times when you can use credit strategically.
Yeah.
Interest rates are at all-time lows. That means you're earning less interest, but it also means that sometimes debt is cheaper. Yeah, for example, if you're going to finance a car, mm-hmm. Is it better to pay cash for it or to buy it at 0% interest?
Or even 1% interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That to me, and that comes back to the question of should we pay the house off? Well, what's your interest rate? Oh, 3.25? Well, let's use the bank's money then. Because current income, you don't miss that when you pay the bills, if you have out of current income, if you stay within your budget. And so you're paying down that debt load with cheap money. So that's not a bad use of credit. So
And the other thing to know about this thing, statistically speaking, most of us do not end up staying in that house we're in right now.
Right.
Most of us do not. So you're ending up selling it at some point, and if you've sunk all your money into that, you may get all of it back or not, you know, mm-hmm. when you sell. So again, think about it, and if it matches with what your goals are and you've got the ability to look at everything that way, and if it's a good idea, fine, do it. But again, do some analysis first.
Yeah, that's using credit strategically mm-hmm. to your advantage, things that you're going to do anyway. I mean, those points that I built, I bought things and I paid off at the end of the month, so it's not like I'm paying any interest on it, but I accumulate the points.
Sure.
But you got to be careful. I was doing a vacation deal. I put a deposit down, and it came back, and, oh, here's an extra $30 charge on your card because it was an international charge. I mean, what?
Right.
I didn't check that one.
Look at the fine print.
Yeah, I didn't check that one. It cost me $30.
Yeah.
Just because I charged it on the card so I could get the points. So I don't know.
Well, you probably made up for that, though.
Yeah, with the points.
With the points, yeah.
But be aware, using credit strategically. So I did find the other credit card that doesn't charge for international fees.
Well, and that reminds me, too. I'm going to let you go on here in a second. But I had someone ask me whether they should take advantage of those 0% or 1% credit cards and transfer balance over there that they're paying 5, 6, mm-hmm. 9, 10% on. How do you look at that and say, should I do it or not?
If they'll offer you that, and a lot of credit companies will do that, transfer a balance from a different credit card over. And if you're paying 7, 8, 9, 10, 12% to a card that they're not going to charge you anything for, I like 12 months better than 6 months, but
sure.
for a period of time, uh-huh. man, do it.
Well, and that's the thing to take a look at and see what strings are attached when you do mm-hmm. that. But the other thing to think about when you're doing that is, how is that going to affect your credit score?
Well, yeah, because you're applying for a new credit line, right?
Right. And so sometimes if you do that too many times, it may, I'm not going to say it always does, mm-hmm. but one of the considerations has to be your credit score.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that too many times. That means you're not paying off your credit cards, and you shouldn't be using them that way. You should try and get them so you can pay them off as much as you can, mm-hmm. as soon as you can. But sometimes you just can't. It just, things come up or whatever. Usually medical bills is what kicks in on those.
Sure. If it keeps you from being late on your credit card payment, that's better than, you know, it's not going to affect your credit score as badly as being late on your payments.
Okay, another of five things rich people do with their money, use a long-term buy and hold strategy. Fully 85% of high net worth investors, and that's in this survey from U.S. Trust, it was $3 million or more, say they made their biggest investment gains through long-term buy and hold strategies. So that's, in other words, they're not chasing the market. They're riding out the volatility. They have their strategy in place, and so they're not worried about whether the market's up 100 points or down 100 points.
Well, and the other thing about this, too, that I don't know that they always put in here is that not all their money is in the market.
Oh, that's true.
They've got savings accounts or they've got other investments.
Real estate.
Real estate. So they've got a balance and a blend of everything financial. And so when they say they're doing a long-term hold, that not everything is in that strategy. They have different types of money, and it's kind of all in different pots or buckets.
Another one, fourth item, is make tax-conscious investment decisions. You know, what really counts is the net pay. How much do you get to keep after you pay the taxes? You know, you may have something that pays really well, but if you end up losing a third of that for taxes, you kind of lost it there.
Right.
Or I've had one couple a week or two ago came in. They made really good money, had no more deductions. The kids were all gone. They couldn't even deduct their house payment, and they maxed out their 401k, and he wasn't eligible for one. So it's like, what do we do? Well, now you need some tax deferral. You're going to have to pay the tax, but why not defer that for the future? And that's what they were looking for, 7, 8, 9 years down the road. Where can we put some money and not give up 25% of that to taxes on the earnings?
Sure.
So make tax-conscious investment decisions. Also, if you buy short-term, which is less than a year, you buy something, it goes up, you sell it, and it's less than a year, it's ordinary income tax rate. Whereas if you buy it, hold it for a year and a day, now it's capital gains, which could be much, much lower.
Mm-hmm. So and the other thing about the tax-deferred investing is, in most cases, with tax-deferred investing, not only are you getting compound interest, but you're earning interest on the interest.
Yeah.
And most people don't think about that, and that increases your rate of return. And the other advantage of tax-deferred investing is you get to choose the time when you end up paying taxes most of the time.
When you want to take the money.
When you want to take the money.
You don't have to take it age 70 and a half like the retirement plans do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest gripes we get is people that are over 70 and a half saying, well, you have to take money out of your IRA. I don't want to. I don't need it. If you don't, it's a 50% penalty. On tax-deferred investments, you don't have that. And the two basic ones are annuities and life insurance are tax-deferred, which you can leave it in there and grow and take it when if you ever want it. If not, you leave it to your beneficiaries.
Sure.
So that's another item, make tax-conscious decisions. And this fifth one of items, things that rich people do with their money, we just touched on that one. Invest in tangible assets. That's mainly, for most people, real estate. Some people, it's gold coins or silver, things that you could actually pick up and hold. That's what they mean by tangible.
Or jewelry.
Jewelry.
Diamonds. I know people who do diamonds. So know something about what you're doing.
Notice the female.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, well, but there are certain, you know, ethnic and socioeconomic groups and all that other who may be very familiar with that.
Yes, that's
type
true.
Of trade.
But I have to admit that wasn't the first thing that popped into my mind.
Yeah, well, but I do have clients and friends who would be that way. So again, you know, just think about diversifying. Yes. And don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's the other thing. That's really the bottom line on this.
Yeah. It's really get your strategy together. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, you're just doing things, you know, using credit, buy and hold long term, tax conscious, and real estate. So, and that's what we do with that free review. We come in, what's available to you? One couple I talked about, she had a 401k, he did not. So can use an IRA for him. Mm-hmm. Life insurance, just all these different things. What can we use that you have available to you to get your strategy to do some of these things to help you accumulate money?
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the buy, you know, the fact that they take a long-term buy and hold strategy mm-hmm. into account. Is what that means, too, also is that as they evaluate what their portfolio is doing, if they do poorly for 6 months, they don't panic.
That's right.
They have
a buy
and hold strategy. Say they understand that there are going to be time periods where their strategy may not do well compared to some other things. But long term, their expectation is that they will do well.
Yep.
And the other thing is that most of the time, not every penny they've got is in that particular strategy.
Yeah, it might be in real estate. It might be in annuities,
sure.
Fixed annuities. Might
and
be
if
life
you looked
insurance.
At their overall holdings and investments, everything, then that is what's positive, and sometimes that's positive by a huge amount. So, again, it's how you're spread around, what you're doing, where's your timeline for these different things that you have your money in, including your home or your ranch or your cows or your stocks, bonds, IRA, 401k, right?
Or diamonds.
Hey, it can be your best friend, too. All right. Coming back with another update on the market and a few more ideas for you. We're going to catch up on all that. If you've got questions in the meantime, or you want to set up your time for that free review, give us a call and we'll take your info down and get back with you on a specific calendar time. Get that free review done. Get some understanding of what's going on so that you can do better for yourself and your family. Here's our number right now. 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show.
It's been 3 long years, do you still want me?
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
We love our dads dearly, but let's face it, they're not the easiest guys in the world to shop for.
Topper's Liquor and Wine has a whole store full of great gift ideas for all the dads out there.
We've got a great assortment of single malt scotches. It'll bring out the Highlander in you.
There's the new flavors of Sugarland's Moonshine featuring the cast of the TV show Moonshiners.
Pickle's my dad's favorite. I know you guys love the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. What about the Kraken Rum?
Hoist the Jolly Roger!
Hey, how about this? For the dad that likes cars, it's Gas Monkey Tequila from Richard Rawlings in the Gas Monkey Garage. He has that TV show Fast and Loud.
Or if dad just wants to relax in his easy chair and sip on a cold drink, we've got Not Your Father's Root Beer or the Jack Daniel's Country Cocktails.
For your Father's Day shopping, come on by Toppers at 2129 South Market Street in Brenham. Here we go. This will be perfect for dad. Sangria wine.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go green, go white. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Becker Drive.
Thinking about sprucing up your home or office building? Call Integrity Works. They'll start with a pressure wash to get rid of that dirt, grime, and loose paint. Then they can repair or replace rotten or loose boards and trim. And then give your home or building a professional paint job that will really last. Integrity Works can do all your paint jobs, both inside and outside, walls and trim. Call 979-251-7972 to schedule your estimate. Find out more on their website at integrityworks.info. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, Integrity Works, more than just painting.
Howdy, H-Town. Have you heard it? The rumbling racing across the prairie. Typhoon Texas is open daily. Experience the fun and save. Bring any Mountain Dew or Pepsi product to receive $8 off full adult admission tickets for a limited time. Make your own memories now at Typhoon Texas. Experience all-around family fun and save $8 with any Mountain Dew or Pepsi product. Get your tickets and passes at TyphoonTexas.com. Now's the time. Experience Typhoon Texas.
The annual Juneteenth African American Heritage Celebration will be held on Saturday, June 18th. Tune in to KWHI 1280 AM as we broadcast the parade again this year on Saturday morning beginning at 10:30. This broadcast is sponsored by Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Brenham National Bank, Allen Day Funeral Home, and Bluebonnet Electric Cooperative. Join friendly country KWHI 1280 on Saturday, June 18th for the Juneteenth Parade coming to you live from downtown Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. We had a caller during the break, and I couldn't hear him very well, but he had some questions about having a simplified employer plan or a SEP, all right, for his small business, and what were his options with how he invested it, what could he do, should he do something different, and all that. I think that was kind of the gist of things, but I was having a tough time hearing this person. So, sir, if you would be so kind, wait a few minutes and call us at the office when we're off the air here. Maybe that's a little bit better. Maybe you can get in a different spot with his phone and be a little bit clearer. So glad to help you, glad to answer your questions, but maybe you can give us a call maybe a few minutes after 10 when we get back to the office.
An SEP is a real simple, it's a simplified employee pension. That's and it is simple.
Yeah.
And the fees are very minimal, and it's basically runs just like an IRA, except it has expanded limits.
Yeah, and you can invest inside of that.
Any place options, you want.
Yeah, options, of all kinds of things. So it can be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, money market, different types of account. I mean, all sorts of things you can do with that. So it depends on what your goals are and why you're asking about it now. Is there something better you can do? Maybe, depending on your business, and his business has not done quite as well because I believe he said he's oil and gas related. So he's been kind
that
of in
probably
rocky
took a
stuff.
Hit. Yeah, last 18 months.
Uh-huh. So yes, there are some things you might want to think about doing, or maybe revamping, or how you're working it, etc. So again, give us a call back at the office. Here's our office phone number: 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And I'm going to give the number again here in a minute, so this gentleman hopefully can get something to write with or get his electronic device lined up here.
One thing to think about if you have, if you own stock inside of that SEP is the fact that if the value is down and you sell the stock, there you don't get any deductions for
that's
any
right.
losses.
No, you don't.
So that's something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have that thing invested in other types of assets that, again, you may not be getting all of those credits or write-offs on your taxes. So best thing to do is to give us a call, like I said, at the office in a few minutes after we get back, maybe 10:15 or 10:20, and then we can go over some of your possibilities and find out a little bit better, when we can hear you better, hopefully, what your questions are specifically so that we can be of much more help. Glad to do it. Let's look at the markets again, though, too. You know, this gentleman was saying, well, things have been tough. You know, when you look at different segments of the market, and Doug, you and I were just at a symposium the other day, both going to the same thing in Houston, from a big investment strategy firm. You know, it's interesting to see how things shift and change in investments. And one of the things, and this gentleman who called is in oil and gas. Oil and gas has been, relatively speaking, relative to other investments, man, they've been on a tear the last few months. I mean, really, the biggest, when you look at the biggest change to the plus side on everything between raw materials and other stuff and retail and pharmaceuticals and medical and all the different things you can invest in, they're at the top of the heap now as far as coming up off the bottom. Now, does that mean that they're all good now? No, because they were way down.
Yes. I say they had a long way to come back up.
Yeah, but they've done some pretty big recovery. So, again, that tells us don't put, A, all your eggs in one basket, and, B, don't give up on everything because things do change and they do come around in most cases, not all, but most. So having the right strategy is such a key, Jamie.
Well, and you have to have time. Your time has to be on your side. If time wasn't on your side, you probably shouldn't have been investing there anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's one of the things to think about. And, it becomes a little bit misleading because we talk about, that his energy started to recover. Well, it looks like it has started to recover, that maybe the bottom has been reached and it's slowly going to start its way back up. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you're back up to where you were before it went down. And you have to think about that.
Yeah. So not all the eggs, right? It's in, the other thing, too, and I've noticed this again. I had two or three people I met with in the last just few days, and this was true for all of them. They all invested heavily in their company retirement plan inside of all their options and in what they can invest in. They all invested in things that were related to the industry they work in. Wow.
That gets a little risky.
Yeah.
Especially if you work for an oil company.
A lot of you. Yeah.
And you're retired.
Well, that doesn't mean that you should invest everything in the industry that you work in.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea to invest in the industry that you work in and a portion of your portfolio.
Well, so that goes back to that buy and hold strategy.
Exactly.
If it's a quality company, it will come back. Again, those who've been around long enough realize that we've been through this oil cycle before.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have to admit that in 401k plans for the last year, I've been telling them people to invest some into the energy. Now, short term, did it look real good? No, it didn't.
No.
But long term,
looks like a good buy.
Yeah. So you got to have a little bit of strategy going in. We'll do a little bit more about Social Security again when we come back
on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Age 62, should you do it then? Age 66, what about then? Different strategies, different strokes for different folks, right? So, again, don't be afraid to give us a call in between at the office. Come in for the free review or just ask a question. Here's our office number again, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.